the Shabbos come up during the winter, called winter halachas. Okay, so I guess the Shabbos comes up, in South Africa in the winter, but it comes up a lot more in the winter, these type of halachas, that if you switch rubbers with somebody, you happen to wear similar rubbers, and or raincoats, and the question is, if you switch, come home and you realize that someone else's raincoats, someone else's rubbers, the guy in the shul just realized that someone else's hat, so it hasn't found the right order for anybody. Rather than a different hat, just check it up. But and the question is, what's the luck if somebody switches in that situation? So this is really a Gemara of Basra. Gemara says, "Yimach of kelim beis oman." If somebody switches kelim beis oman, the Gemara basically says it's basically a problem. You know, if you give something into the dry cleaners and they give you the wrong thing back, so you have a problem. The Gemara makes, so Kimta is maybe a less than mukach, the dry cleaners, right, to sell it or exchange it, but you know, but standard, if you switch something in the base of Uman, the Gemara says the problem is brought down Shachnar, I think it's Kupim Vav, and in Chesha Mishpat, that if Taki switch, it's going to be a problem. Therefore, if you switch, basically, switch somebody's hat or switch somebody's raincoat, you have a problem, right? Because he took yours, you have his, you're not least his, because it's not yours. And you have a problem. Now there is the Aruch HaShulchan, which says there's certain type of things which no one cares about. Like maybe we could debate this, like rubbers. You put your rubbers in. You care about your rubbers as opposed to anyone else's rubbers? What? Rubbers. Do you care about yours as opposed to anyone else's? Do you care everything? Certain things like you put down, you don't care. This one, mine, yours. Like you take mine, I take yours. No one really cares about it. So that situation. So then, like when you put it there, it's like. Tamish, like, hey, you know, you don't really care so much, and then that would be okay. But anything which a person wants his own, there's no shayla, it's a problem. Therefore, you switch somebody's talents, what do? You have a problem, basically, because it's aveda. Basically, it's aveda. Here's yours, you have his. It's a aveda shayla. You have aveda, and belach is not used aveda of somebody else's, and you're not allowed to use it. So basically, you have a problem. You can't use his, and you lost yours. But if it's something which people don't care about, we could say maybe robbers. Someone said maybe those like shin coats, you know what I'm talking about? Could be that.
Sure,
no one cares. No one cares, right? I'm saying, and people switch it all the time, like it's like a common thing. They all look the same, right?
Maybe the one-time use.
What?
Yeah, it's a one-time use thing.
Why?
I lose it right away, I can't find it.
Can't find yours, you mean?
Literally, you see, they did the same exact coat.
And everyone just like everyone tries their best, and right?
Think someone else's
happy. So if that's the Matzias, then you know, that's the Matzias. When you put it there, it's like the Lucky, like, you know. You know, so, but because anything which is not like that, switch a talus, anything else like that, would he have to be considered a problem? Fine. Discuss, I guess, a couple of lachas, minigay Shabbos, minigay rain, things rain on Shabbos. So, a lot of different Shabbos come drying your hair, or you let it run in the rain, hang up your coat, it's wet, can you shake it out? Are you clothing books, umbrellas? So go through a couple of lockers with the Shabbos. So Mar brings down that, you know, that everything in Shabbos has to be different. The way you walk in Shabbos is different than the Yimocha, the way you walk. And it's brought down that you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. The Yiluch of Shabbos has to be different. There's Enoros for Shabbos, Enoros for Shabbos. And you can't run to Shabbos. It's brought down also Psia Gasa. Now do even Psia Gasa on Shabbos. And there's an Isser out. The Hiluch of Shabbos is different than the Hiluch of Chol. That person has to be done differently. When is the Mutter? It says the Devar Mitzvah is Mutter. If you run late to Shul and you want to run to go to Shul, that's going to be Mutter. Chayav Bizan Sebeis, Bachar Mesagim Akfitza, Mersasam, Mutter. It says if you enjoy running, then maybe it's going to be Mutter because like then it's like a. It's Oinik Shabbos. Vechein, it says Mutter. If you want to see something which is very interesting, you want to run to see it. In order to see it, so I'll be welcome in a Shabbos. That's going to be okay. By the way, Mr. Brunner brings down, people want to know, can you exercise on Shabbos before? He says, also the Rosh Hashanah before. That's Odeh Dechol, and that's going to be awesome. But Kitzel Lach is basically not around Shabbos, unless it's Dvar Mitzvah or something about Shabbos. If you're doing it before, for all purposes, then it's Odeh Dechol. It's going to be a problem. Like one of it's raining and you want to run to skip the rain, so that's just like any Shabbos is mutter. So therefore, if you want to run to get away from the rain, then about the Bechei Gavin, that's going to be mutter. Now, there's an interesting halacha, the word brings down that somebody's walking in the rain and he gets sopping wet, so it says, Mishin Shokid of the Mayim. The halacha is, you're not allowed to hang it up in a place which a person normally does laundry, because there's a maris ayin that looks like you're doing kibbutz. If you take a wet, when you do laundry, it's wet, and then you hang it up to dry. So if somebody hangs up something which is wet, the Gemara brings down that it's also to...
strings that the shamans have outside.
What did I say?
There's like strings that the shamans have outside the windows.
Oh, for sure. That's the way shamans... that's the laundry line, right?
Yeah.
You know, is any place where... when you do laundry, people hang up things, like sometimes in the shower. Any place where you normally hang up the laundry, so it says you're not allowed to do that. There's a maris ayin. Meaning shnash lekeil b'mayim. Somebody got wet. This is a shanal from hey, gemara kafim vav. Somebody got wet from the water. The halacha is they're not allowed to hang him up. And maris ayin shlech shtush keeps him Shabbos. Looks like he did keep us on Shabbos. Afilu chadei chadar mivin no one sees it. Shen shomrayim and maris ayin is going to be aser, and it's going to be aser. Chayav brings down that. What about hanging it erev Shabbos? You hang it erev Shabbos and it'll stay up on Shabbos. Is that a problem? No, Chayav says that's okay. Lassal shalom Shabbos. When they do erev Shabbos, there's no iser. This is only. This is like b'shas when hanging it up. It looks like you're just did laundry. Then it's going to be a problem. You're saying it would just. It was hung up and it's staying there, then it's going
Could
to
you
be.
You leave a dryer on before Shabbos to finish the cycle after Shabbos?
So the answer to that question is that it's like you did Arab Shabbos, so technically it's not going to be a problem. The only issue would be maybe a Hashmas call. It makes a very, very loud noises. So there's this sort of Hashmas call, you know, I do things which. So if you have one of those like very, very noisy machines, they hear it outside. Then it'd be a problem, but if it's not so anymore, it's getting a little better, right? Then that's not noisy anymore, right?
Because outside your apartment?
Outside your apartment, yeah. If it's very, very noisy, it's a problem. Otherwise, we're not basically a problem because the malach is, you did malach Erev Shabbos. It's just like cooking Erev Shabbos.
Why is that the same problem with Maris Ayin?
The Maris Ayin is when you see the person doing the pu'ula. And that's when you're hanging up the laundry, so it looks like you just watched it. If you hang it from Erev Shabbos and it stays, then it's not Maris Ayin, because only when you see him doing it, it looks like an extension of that. So if it was done Erev Shabbos, then it's going to be okay. So if you're going outside, you're stopping while it's raining, it's snowing, and you want to hang up your coat. Basically, you cannot hang it up any place where a person normally hangs up his coat after he washes it. So for example, people hang things, would be hanging things there, maybe in the laundry. Well, there's laundry lines. People hang things maybe in the shower. Think it's a normal place, right? So you can't hang up in the shower. Some people drape things over chairs sometimes to dry, right? That's a normal thing to do. All those areas will be usher to. If that's what you do, Ruben, do you do that? You have a dryer?
Yeah, you have a dryer sometimes.
Sometimes. So what do you do?
Put it on chairs.
No, it's not miyuchad. It's anything which you see a wet baguette being hung up in a place where a person hangs up. After he does laundry, so then there.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Yeah. It's a wet baguette. Looks like it was just. It's a wet baguette. So if you put it in a place where a person does laundry, so then they might say that's going to be a problem. Fine. So what did that tell you? So obviously, there's a heter if you put it in a place where that you don't do laundry. So for example, if you put it in your closet, for example.
It has to be yourself or even
other. Most people. You put it in the closet. It's not a problem. Shmuzam says if it's a type of baguette which you know you don't wash, you send it to dry cleaners. So if it's that type of baguette which you don't normally wash, I mean, it's sent to dry cleaners, then there wouldn't be a chashash. So for example,
raincoat,
people don't put in, you know, those winter clothes, so like people dry clean them. Suits. What? Right, the Israeli suits, you know, the ones they sell in the mirror, they're all dry clean. I mean, they're all machine wash. The American ones are dry clean. Oh, not, right? Right. Huh?
The American
ones
are not.
What?
Usually wool.
Right.
Huh?
So that would just be dependent on, I'm saying, if everyone knows, I guess if everyone knows, well, let's go around, we have a couple people over here. How many people have washable suits over here, besides me? Anyone else? No, no one else, only one? Okay, I'm really shy.
They're washable,
what?
They're washable.
What?
I think they sand them, they're washable, but I never did before.
You never did before. So I'll be telling you that. I think which people would never ever wash, and then they might say that they wouldn't be my sign. It's like the ace of basically hanging in a place which you normally don't do laundry. You know, just don't put it in the bathroom, put it in, I don't know, put it in, you can put it in a closet, you can put it in, you know, in a place where people don't do it. Or if it's that there's that type of beggar which no one ever washes, then Lamaisa, there would be a heter. Fine. Next shy when it's raining. So let's say your hair is sopping wet and you want to dry it. So this is again when it rains, and again somebody goes to the mikvah, and again if your wife goes to the mikvah, all these situations, so it's again whether you let a dry hair or not. What's the shy? I think we're exam. Remember that it's a schita b'seir that midrabanan. There's a gezeris schita known as deraisa. If you have like a bag and you squeeze it out, deraisa. By here it's only midrabanan because by here it's really non-absorbent. The hair doesn't get absorbed the water. The reason why it's midrabanan is because it looks like schita. It's being that it looks like the water is like gets trapped in between the hairs. So therefore, that's why there's a gezeris midrabanan schita b'seir, and it's usher to squeeze out hair. This would then buy like battle brushes and things like that. So, what's the shadow of using battle brushes? It's a problem with skita, right? So the stuff gets absorbed.
It's a battle brush.
It's a battle brush?
It's like a sponge to clean battles.
Like a sponge to clean battles.
Oh.
Or sponge.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So, the issue over there is either a Shabbos sponge, and that's, you know, and the vikuach is basically it's skita peser. It's if the stuff gets like trapped in between the bristles, but they're close together, in the bristles. So that's like schita b'seir, the water gets in between. So even though it's not absorbent and it doesn't come part of it, but that'll be a seder abundance. So the concept of the Shabbos brushes, which I want to give a heter, is they're very spread apart. The water doesn't really get trapped in between, so then it's not going to be a problem. And the get of seder is that, just like your hair is wet, right? It's not absorbed into the hair of the water. It just like gets trapped in between. You squeeze it out, like it comes out. So by the battle brush, the same thing. It's a hair type of material. So if it's very, very wide apart, the water doesn't get trapped, then it's going to be okay. So the way you test it is basically is wet the battle brush and like just pour, you know, or the sponge, or the Shabbos sponges, wet them, just shake it out, see what happens, and then just see whether is there water trapped in between or not. If you pour it out, there's no water trapped in between, and it doesn't get stuck in between, then it's going to be water. And if not, it's going to be a problem. So like one of the one is Esther of Sweet Abaseir, you gotta let her squeeze out here. So the Shiloh Sali goes to the mikvah, or a man goes to the mikvah, or it's raining and it's sapping wet. The Shiloh is what's gonna be the lacha b'chai gavna in terms of drying air off. So the stipler he had a problem because he didn't hold the Erev in Bnei Brak. Like the Chazan said, he never saw a kasher Erev, or he never saw a pasal in mikvah. It's a nesuch on the Chazan Ish. And all the mikvahs are just chomer gavna chomer Erev. Chazan says a lot of chumas in Erevin thing, but because they never saw kasher Erevin plus because there's no Erevin in Bnei Brak and all of it, and the Mor brings down that if you go to the Nar and you come out and you walk, so it's like, and there's a lot of water on you, it's like carrying down a dalam and a karmel, this is a problem. So you can't go outside when he's sopping wet. On the other hand, he can dry his hair. So he had a little bit of a problem with type of what to do. So they kind of used to wait a couple of minutes just to like air dry it a little bit, and then. Before he left the mikvah, that's what the stipler used to do. Okay, that's a big chumrah in terms of what a person allowed to do. So, quite all the places agree that if you're not squeezing, you just dry it without squeezing, that's okay. If you just like dab, you put a towel on your head and just without squeezing it, it's just like getting out the surface level. Even a riyashiv, that's not going to be a problem because skita is squeezing. I'm saying it was just wet and just drying without squeezing it, then it's not going to be a problem. Because everyone agrees that basically come out that that's okay, as long as you're not squeezing, then it's not going to be a problem. Shmuel Zalman had a chiddush that once tavaiter, which he said that the only issue of schita b'seir is only if to hear if the water comes out and comes out, goes somewhere. Like you go like that, your hair's wet, and like the water's like dripping down and it's coming out. If you take it and go straight from your hair to the towel. So that's not there's no schita over there because it just went from there straight into there. There's no issue of schita b'chiyai gavna, and therefore it's going to be okay. Therefore, Shmuel Zalman was makel basically for somebody to dry his hair.
You mean to squeeze it.
Going straight into the towel, not dripping down. Lemaisa by the noshim like that in places where it's cold in the winter, they're all makel like Shmuel Zalman. As you go to the mikveh and wherever it is, in New York in the winter or Chicago all year round or. Whatever. But places where it's cold, the old mikvah like Shmuel Zalman, just to put it straight from the hair into the towel, and that would not be a problem. That would not be issur if it's going straight in.
What about going like this? Like brush my hair?
when it's wet. So if the water is going to squeeze out, then it's a problem.
Yeah, it's
not, everyone knows Aser. And so here's wet, you go like that, it squeezes out, that's Aser, with the vehicle. Now, well, it's the Eitzah, so you could definitely, everyone agrees you could just take a towel and lightly put it, will take off all the surface level whiteness. Shemazam was make it even to go straight from there. Right, what, which part of the body is Schita B'Seir? The Kesesh Shulchan says only if there's a lot of, places where you have a lot of hair, like your head, your arm, Beis Shachy, Beis Arva, a lot of your arms over here, there's no problem Schita B'Seir. What is Schita B'Seir is that it gets trapped in between, right? This is like battle brush, right? Good one, right? It's like tiny, small, spaced. There's no Isser of Schita B'Seir in that type of scenario. It's only when there's a lot of hair together. Also, Agav, that when you're under the water, this is gotta have to for washing the bottle. If you're under the water, it's a mavur that you're allowed to wash your beard, allowed to wash your hair. As the question is, what happened to this Schita B'Seir? So, because this cheshbon is basically if you're in the water and there is no Isser of Schita. Like Shemzam said, unless you're in the mikveh, you go like that. It's going in and it's going out, going in, going out. There's no concept of a Schita in that type of situation. Therefore, there's an Eitzah to wash with a bottle brush, because they fill the bottle with water, and it's under the water the whole time, and it's cleaning, so there's no Eitzah of Schita B'Seir, because it's going into the water, out of the water, in and back and forth, and that's an Eitzah in terms of Benigea with a bottle brush, and that would be a very, 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 very good Eitzah. Fine, now your clothing, which is very wet, is Muksa. So we're clothing which tefech masla tefiach. If you get wet, and I touch something out, I get something else wet. Has a din of a muksa, has a gezer shem yitzvah, and wet clothing has a din of muksa. Therefore, when they get on the Saint Shabbos, somebody has clothing which is clothing which is wet. So if it's tefech masla tefiach, then the is going to be muksa. It's a big shayla. Let's say you have clothing which started off on Shabbos wet, and then it dried over Shabbos. Is that muksa or is that muksa? It started off Muxa Benish Mashas. That's a shayla. Do you say, so Mr. Brua Tak is Machmir Shanah? He says, if clothing which came into Shabbos, I used a shayla before about keeping the dry iron on Benish Mashas. So Mr. Brua says, if it's wet on Shabbos, it's the famous Tver, Benish Mashas, he says, Mitzkat Soy, and says, Muxa all Shabbos. That's putting on Mr. Brua. Nice. So Moshe, Shem Zalman, many Achrenim, they say that it's not going to be a problem. There's Alacha in Gemara in Beitza Dav Chavav says that something called Gomer B'Day Adam, something which was Muksa and has become not Muksa anymore. Gemara discusses it, even if you cook. So let's say Ben Shemashas, the challenge is not really Lachila, so it's Muksa. Muksa Machas Gufay. Has it come not Muksa later on when you finish cooking? So Gemara says something which is Gomer B'Day Adam, something which you did a Maisa or something which is going to come not Muksa. So then the lach is that it doesn't get a din of a muksa, and after when it comes to a muksa, there's no migdas katsai. So they want to say the pshat is that soto a wet laundry, if you hang it up or it's going to dry, so being a tongue which is going to end up being not a muksa, so therefore it won't be a problem being a muksa.
And if you were going to have a muksa there?
Yeah. So the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah Chanan Beitza says, and some other Chanan Beitza says, that there's a difference between something which is like food, which is not really achila. So the reason the problem is that there was a chesaron over there. There's no shemesh in it. So if there's going to be a shemesh, it's going to be okay. We're dealing with wet laundry, which is muksamachas iser. The problem over there is that there's iser, the shemesh yitzchait. So there you don't see the fact that it's going to be gomer b'dayal, it's going to be mutter. But I call him, halacha maisi can be mekel. And if it's something which is going to be kamrei, then the maisi halacha maisi.
So that's two codes. Is there a mailer with the other one of the shabura?
I mean, while it's wet or when it's not wet? While it's wet, it's not wet.
No,
can we make them? It's not like it is. Well, so, one second. So, one more time. So, you have clothing which is wet. If it's tefeh, it's going to be muksa. If you're going outside, it's raining. So, you have a problem right now. Today, turn muksa. So, Chava says they want glazer, clothesline. You're wearing it. Clothesline, you're wearing it until you take it off. It wouldn't have a din of a muksa. Maybe you could go home, take it off, hang it up where? Where are we hanging it up? Tell us it or yeah, something like that. You know, that's the place where you're hanging it up and wait till it doesn't come muksa. Now, in terms of shaking it out, you know, if it's very, very wet, you want to shake it out. So, the Chavash Shindei says that if you're also in Nair Begich, Nasha B'mayim, or Shir Log Shamim, it's the Isser of Kibbus, that something which got wet, to sit there shaking it out, So that would be an iser of Akiva.
Is that absorbent
or is it iser? No, plastic, which is not absorbent, there's no iser. It's only something like a coat, which is absorbent. Then, so one last halacha. I'm going to get the Indian of umbrellas. So Shabbat, again, using umbrella on Shabbat, it's really is a big quach between the Chesim Seifa, I think Shuvah Ayin Beis, and maybe the Simon Lamed. Benigea is, they have a machoikas way, a lot of use umbrella on Shabbat, and I use umbrella on Shabbat. It's how long, so you just get to the halacha l'maisa. Technically, really, there should be no Israel really using umbrella. So Shabbat's going to be oil, right? So there's a lach, the Gemara says that it's something called kisei traskel. It's something like a folding chair. Can you open up a folding chair on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says that there is no problem with oil. Why? Something which is other than a kite. Everything exists. You're just opening it up. You're just pitching a tent, which is everything existed already. The walls, everything's attached. And assembling is no problem of... There's no problem on that illustration. What's a classic example? A couple of examples. What?
Cover carriage,
yeah. That's much better. You want to open it, close it on Shabbos. There's no issue of oil. You're making oil.
Who doesn't say that? It is also outside.
It's a mahalach of Shagalach Rav in Kisei Traskel. It's not out there of oil, it's out there in Binyan. But it's not like the Mishnah Berurah, it's not like Chazanish, not like not all the place. But you know, those are machmer, and you do not have to be machmer. So sandwich, basically everything's attached. You're just opening up a carriage. What the wackers? You're not attaching anything. On sukkahs comes up those roofs which like slide on and off. It's, you know the
indoor.
Or slack.
America's more common.
Or
in my kitchen, the
thing. Right. So you let it open and close on Yontif. You're making oil. So it's on a track. Everything's attached. You know. You'll open and close in Shabbos. It's Tefresh Chavav. You'll have to open and close in Shabbos. And the only time there's a problem with oil is when you're assembling something. If everything existed and you're just opening it up, the mice say there won't be any problems. And they get straws, they get what else in the gear? Some other good cases are in the gear. The pack and plays. Okay, that's more whatever. And it's oil is only like you're putting something together. Like you make a plate tent, right? And you know, the kids take. That's a little different. That's because it's held up by a person. Sometimes held up by a person, it's not a problem. You know, the classic case of oil is I was once by somebody's house, and like he came home, and the kids put on, I don't know, like two devices. One by somebody else's house, kids, no, my own kids, okay. But the kids put like four plastic ketchup chairs, and they put the blankets on top of it. So that's my classic case of oil, right? You have a like, nice little plate tent. So he walked in and he's like all upset. He was like, I told you not to do it. He knocked it down. So besides chinuch issue, but he just did stiras oil. Just like now build oil, you now knock down oil. And besides the chinuch issue, but he did it to himself. A couple of years ago, so my son and Aaron Wallman. They made a tent on the porch, basically. And they didn't have many times, whatever, you know, their kids. And then now the shiloh was, he couldn't open up the door without knocking down the tent, basically. Not shy at the inside. The way it was. So, you know, they wanted to know what to do. Like, you know, it's a problem, you know. But, well, shiloh shiloh this time. So, like, you know, so they stayed, you know. But, you know, bad side. It's wrong. You know, you cannot do. You cannot do stereo style. And so anyhow, something which everything exists is not going to be a problem. How do you get onto this? This carriage. What are we talking about? Remind me.
Umbrellas.
So you know the whole discussion about umbrellas. The concept for the who did it. Talking about all these umbrellas. Yeah, like put them together. Nowadays, you're just opening it up, and technically, it should be mutter. So Chazus has a lashon. You see that over there. It's a beautiful lashon. Says when you get umbrellas. Etzem. Technically, it should be mutter. It's all considered a. All that, right? The Chazan writes, "That's technically maybe Shri Mutti writes Gedru Gadu by Av Asylum. That is a Gedru Gadu by Av Asylum. So made an Isser, and spaghetti or something. It's Amshi Musa, it's a Uda the Chol, and somebody who's. Oh, here he is. Also, Dabar Musa Chachamim, look to get a Makan Pritza. That is Musa Chachamim to make a Gedim Makan Pritza. So, Shmuz Umbrellas was a reform. The reform, they were starting having umbrellas on Shabbos. That was a Mutter, Asa, as he wrote that Dabar Musa Chachamim, look to get a Makan Pritza. Zechumer Yaser, Yaser Prali Achid. When they make something to make their milsa, it's more iser, more than iser prat the yachid. It's like a stam they're doing. They're doing like iser banan. Because they gather the amkula the deris, which is the deris, and says the main issue is that udi the chols is the Shabbos, and that's the reason why it's going to the aser. And he says veishtak aloshen is more aser than a regular iser. The mishnah is like the story of the mishnah Harwood. Says daughter, she's in shidduchim age, and she started going with her umbrella, and he had his minus peritza. He got up in shul, Friday night, pop, he says, I want to know. My daughter snapped. He shouldn't learn from her. And my sister never got shut up. My father says, you're snapped, then you're in trouble, right? but Al-Kopanim, your father's normal, whatever. But Al-Kopanim, yeah, I'm saying it's definitely something which it was a big Muhammad to the Darius, and then the Chazan says it's over the Chalz, it's a Shabbos, and that's why you can't do it. Fine. A couple of lachas come up also in the winter, it's just with Mayriv, with the having suited before Mayriv. So, okay, it's somewhere else, if you went there also. I'm saying if you don't have a Mayriv in Yeshiva, you come home, so you the lach is, it doesn't having supper before Mayriv, so it's brought down. Sorry, Shabbos Tassim Uveis. You're not allowed to have a Suda before marriage. Can I, what's called a Suda? Suda is either washing or Mazinus worth of Kabetza, worth of Mazinus or Amaitzi. Now, it could be a Suda, which is why the Mazinus can push it in if I got. You know, if you forgot to push it down Meir, and if you're not allowed a Suda before marriage. Who it didn't buy before Mencha also says if you reach Mencha Gedayla, you want to have a Shirkiya Suda. That also is going to be a problem. So what's the Eitzah? Then the Eitzah. So if you have a minion, if you have a Shomer, the place can say that works. So you have somebody who's going to remind you to go ahead and have it. So a Shomer is something which is going to work, and it could remind you to go ahead and have it, and that, you know, that's what that's Eitzah. Ramesh and Shiva writes that a minion kavua has been of a Shomer. Every single day you have a schedule. So you go night Seder, let's say in the shul over here, Meir is about 10:30, 10:45, whatever it is. There's a Seder, you have a mini kavua, that's like a Shomer, meaning you have a set schedule. When a person davens, so when you have a set schedule, that has a din of a Shomer, and it's not going to,
be found. Sometimes that's called
kavua. So you're learning in visions or not?
No, I
learn
in night Seder, I go straight
to the divisions every night. That's not so great. There's a third eights, well, you can have your wife bring a Shomer. That could be Eitzah, your wife could be a Shomer, if that worked. Shabbos can use an alarm clock or not. So, Shmuzans didn't like alarm clock so much, because the alarm clock doesn't say go daven, right? Alarm clock just rings, right?
On your phone, you have an alarm
clock.
I hope you don't have that on your phone.
No, it's just phone. Write a sentence, like, oh. Alarm clock, a name.
No, but if not, why is your alarm going off at that time?
Yeah, okay, so some shaman don't like it so much. It's not a shamer, it's not good as a shamer. You know, you're busy, you're sort of ranked in something, just like doing something like that. All right, so then we're nagging Malka that, I might say, if you, you know, you kiss the eights is basically, meaning kavua, you have a wife as a shamer, set an alarm clock, you know, those are the basic eights. The same thing, Benigay, Mincha, so you start second Seder, let's say you can have a Mincha, you can have a close to Shkia, and like you're tired, so you buy yourself like a coffee with a Danish. So you can have more than kibitzer worth of mezainis, unless you have shomer. See, some people have like this halacha is like so far into them, like they can imagine like imagine everybody forgetting down mincha, forgetting down ma'ariv. And some people just relate the halacha a little bit more. So anyway, whatever. I'm saying I get shadows all the time. Like, oh, I forgot the daven. So like, when I learned originally, I was like whatever. But I get shadows all the time. So like. Kavalachi get all those type of shots. Kavalachi is anonymous, right? So I get a little embarrassed to call you up, like, oh, I ain't down Mucha today. Why? I was just taking care of my kids. I forgot. I mean, you don't have to be embarrassed, but like, there's a Muslim people being embarrassed. It's kind of, confident, you know, no one's supposed to know either side. Whatever, you get the Seder Shabbos all the time. So, it's not Seder Shachris. I kind of, I'm a Shachris with a Mincha, whatever. I don't know if it's Bachar, okay. But anyhow, no, it's not normal. I'm saying I should make it sound as normal, but it does happen because people forget.
Say something over there.
What?
Say something over there.
It's Trans Chazal. That's what I'm saying. You might be a hard feeling, like, even to Krikhan Talacha, but like, that's like, we don't know, like, we get that, man. Like, mother.
If Zman Mincha is before, let's say it's like
12:45. No, so Zman Mincha is on Mechitana, I'm saying, for having, well, whatever. A Suda Gedeh would be SB, having all big Suda, but generally not Mincha Gedeh, maybe you can get. But as for Suda Gedeh, then the mice, okay.
So, like, how the eating is
a learning lesson, an echnami. Yeah, it's right. You know, it's not a learn unless you have a shamer or one of those types of things.
You don't have Mincha before second Seder.
So you just clock. Say your alarm clock. I mean, if you're in Sri Kaplan, you don't have cell phones in the air. That could be a problem. Some people don't forget that Mincha before Seder. No? Yeah, just a couple of halachas quickly. I'm going to get Masha Baruch in St. Alamata. So we start saying Masha Baruch Merida Geshem. If you forget, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. Unless you say Merida Tal. Then you still say Merida Tal, so then you don't have any problems. But if you don't say Merida Tal, then you might have to go back to the beginning. Now, I'm going to get St. Alamata. We're starting on Aristotle started Zayin Cheshvan. So some people talk every year they get the child. I didn't get it yet, but like somebody. Start saying St. Alamata already? If you start Mashiach Ruach, you start saying St. Alamata, right? It's a classical mistake. Like, the question is that a problem or not? If you ask for a Mata in the summer, you have to go back. So the Shaila is, if somebody started St. Alamata already, so then does he have to go back or not? So Shem Zama said that, Batsim, what's the reason why I'm waiting to Zayin Cheshvan? Batsim is his man of Gesham. The reason why Zayin Cheshvan is because that's all the Drachim in order to give him time to go ahead and get back. He says, being Batsim is man of Gesham, he says, if somebody said the St. Alamata already now, the Rebbe Maisa would not be considered a problem, and it'll be okay. Now, Benigeya, when we send Zayin Cheshvan, what do you do in terms of American start, December 4th, December 5th, Chassarik starts 6 days after the Kufa, and the Shah is, what about, and Bnei Yitzchak starts Zayin Cheshvan? The question is, what about those you keep 2 days? And aren't going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what are you? Are you American or are you Eretz Yisrael copy of this halacha? So it's different than the 1 day, 2 day shayla. 1 day, 2 day shayla basically is a shayla. Are you planning on staying in Eretz Yisrael, Safek, or are you about going back? I work a halacha, so if you're about going back to Eretz Chutzaretz, give 2 days, if you're about staying, give 1 day. I'm not sure that really gets into the shayla. But basically, the way I personally find it. And so basically, if you have a Safek, that you might really stay. The MS is Safek. Might stay for good to keep 1 day. If you're not staying for good, then a person keeps 2 days. That's when you get 1 day, 2 days. When you get the halacha of rain, it's a little bit different because the mice, kol zman here, you need the rain also, just as much as I need the rain. Everyone needs the rain, right? They need the rain for things to grow. And being that everyone needs the rain, so therefore it's different than the 1 day, 2 day shot. Even though maybe you're keeping 2 days, but a copy of St. Alamata, it's going to be different. And the mice, the psaka we asked from Shemazan was that somebody's going to be here for the winter. If you're being here for the winter, so then already you have a dinner of a B'nai Eretz Yisrael copy of this, and you should say St. Alamata regular, and you say regular in, you don't say Shema Kaleinu, you just do St. Alamata regular like a B'nai Eretz Yisrael.
Let's go back to America.
So if you go back to America like for Chasana, so then you're going back for good. So if you go, let's say go back for Chasana, so 2 shayles. Let's say, what?
Before December 4th, 5th, whatever.
No, so let's say Stam did a couple of shots. Let's say Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Avraham Levadis once. He's collecting and on Zayin Cheshvan. And he's in Chutzlart. So what does he do? Does he start? He's on Eretz Yisrael. But he's Ben Eretz Yisrael. No, they don't even. So over there, the luck is you say it in Shema Kaleinu. You say it in Shema Kaleinu, the same time with Ben Eretz Yisrael. Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutzlart on Zayin Cheshvan. And that's what a person would do. Well, you asked which way around? The other way?
Someone from Eretz
Yisrael goes to Chutz Laaretz. So, Some just say just keep on going, and some are machmir and say you save Saint Amat of Benares. So
someone can be on to going back on Thursday.
Thursday.
It starts with Tuesday, right? Tonight is Tuesday.
Oh, whatever it is. So they say Saint Amat of Benares, Saint Amat of Benares, Saint Amat of Benares, Saint Amat of he's saying Saint Amat and whatever. We spoke about different topics. We spoke about if you're switching rubbers or things. So basically something which a person wants his own, you have a problem. Something which a person doesn't care about, then there's makim to go ahead and remake. Otherwise, the Lechach Shabbos. And again, this asa to run on Shabbos, you're running to get out of the rain, then it's going to be mutter. If the stuff is wet, it's muksa. If it's tefei masa tviyach, you now hang it up in a place where a person normally does laundry, the Marasayin. It's a place where a person doesn't do laundry, or the type of thing a person never does laundry on, it's going to be mutter. We spoke about umbrellas, that the Isser is out, more out of the chos, of the Shabbos. I'm going to take maybe there shouldn't be Isser. But again, that's a second while. And again, having a suda before Mincha Meir, so technically we have a problem. The Isser is meaning Kavua, Shamer, alarm clock. That's going to be going to be the various Isser, been learning, been in having a shake of Yasuda. And Benegiah of St. Alamata, even though we're starting B'nai Yisrael, our stars are in Chesven, and we also start December 4th, December 5th, but if you're planning B'nai for the winter's man, you've been of B'nai Eretz Yisrael, copy, please.